Greater Victoria and the island are no longer well-kept secrets for Canadian real estate investors, with numbers released this week by Colliers International showing this region as a bright light on the radar of institutional investors and real estate investment trusts. Last year, more than $423 million in apartment building assets changed hands, and while that's down from the record $505 million reached in 2019, it's still miles over the five-year average of $240 million, Colliers' fourth-quarter multifamily market report said. We have kind of been discovered by the national investment bodies, both institutional investors and REITs, real estate investment trusts, have started to focus on the South Island region, said Colliers multifamily specialist Ken Cloak. Of last year's sales, 49% were sold to REITs and institutional investors, 29% were to private buyers and 22% were sold to government agencies. Cloak said the stability of an asset class that includes apartment buildings ranging from new builds on the West Shore to mature buildings around the core of the region and strong demand for housing have made the case for Greater Victoria as a place to park money. Victoria used to be classified by these big players as a secondary market, but that is changing, he said. The sales included a $60 million for the new 154-unit building at 945 Reunion Avenue in the Belmont development in Langford, and $54 million for the 50-year-old, 161-unit building at 2861 Craigowan Road along the Gorge Waterway. Cloak said the bulk of the transactions have occurred in the mature asset class, between 30 and 50 years old, which makes up about 80% of the total apartment building inventory in the region. He said older properties which have been well maintained are being snapped up as they offer significant upside. Many of those older buildings have long-term tenants who have relatively low rental rates, and the upside for owners is when those tenants eventually move on, they can renovate and increase the rent significantly. The market rents compared to those buildings have risen significantly, he said. Cloak said there remains a lot of interest in the region from the usual private and institutional investors found in Western Canada, but they are now competing with national players who have been looking at Greater Victoria, Nanaimo and as far north as the Comox Valley. He said it is near impossible to foresee if the same level of sales activity will continue this year and beyond. But we don't see a slowdown in the level of demand that is being exercised on a very limited supply of product. The report noted demand remains high on the rental side, with the region's overall vacancy rate now at 2.2%, a slight improvement over the 1% rate recorded in the fourth quarter of 2019. The vacancy rate has been helped by new buildings, particularly in Langford, and the pandemic's effect on both in-migration and university attendance. Cloak said he expects to see downward pressure on the vacancy rate when things start to normalize, especially if there are delays in bringing new rental buildings to market. A. Duffy at TimesColonist.com.